Hey, this is Trey with the Home Buying Podcast. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that throughout this episode and series, you'll hear us talk about how when you use our service, you'll get a free home warranty. We've actually improved that offer. So now, rather than getting a free home warranty, we're going to give you $1,000 that you can use towards your home purchase. You can still use that to purchase a home warranty if you want, or you could also use it towards your down payment or closing cost. So to get started, use the links below.
Have you ever seen one of those reality TV shows about real estate agents where they sit at the bar discussing what their clients will and will not accept before coming to an agreement on a cocktail napkin and calling their client to tell them everything is done? Well, I don't want to be that guy, but I hate to tell you that reality TV isn't always an accurate representation of, reality. The truth is, you'll have a lot of decisions to make when you submit an offer. How much you're going to pay for the home is the most obvious decision, but that is not the only factor. While some of these other factors might seem small and less important, it is possible to have your offer accepted even if you aren't offering the most amount of money. Making an offer can be an exciting and daunting process. Lots of emotion can come into play, but it will be important to have a cool and level head. So let's learn the art and science of making an offer and counteroffer. In this episode, we're going to talk about the most common decisions you'll have to make as part of your offer, how to make informed decisions, and how to handle a counteroffer if you receive one.
Welcome to the Home Buying Podcast. This is a nine-part podcast to learn about buying a home created by our team at HomePleat. I'm Trey.
And I'm Cindy. If you're buying a home, we have an amazing free service to ensure you work with an expert real estate agent, whether you're moving down the street or across the country.
To access all nine episodes, the workbook we made to go along with this podcast, and our free service, visit homebuyingpodcast.com. Just a quick note, this podcast was written to help give a basic understanding of the home buying process, but things do change based on the location, which is why we help you to work with a great real estate agent who can properly advise you through your home purchase.
It's important to note that when you make an offer to purchase a home, you are signing legal documents. When you submit an offer, you sign the offer. At that point, if the seller signs the document as well, then you have a legal contract to purchase a home. Because of this, you should never submit offers on more than one home at a time. Why? Because if you send offers to two different sellers and they both sign and accept your offer, you are now legally obligated to buy both homes.
Okay, let's break down the details that make an offer. This is where your real estate agent really provides their value. The most important thing they can do is advise you to write an offer that will be accepted by the seller. I know your agent works on your behalf, not the seller's, but realistically, if the seller isn't at least somewhat happy, they are unlikely to accept your offer. You'll probably hear the letters CMA quite a bit, which means comparative market analysis. A CMA is a great way for you to do your homework and make an informed decision when deciding on your offer price. Even better, it's homework your agent will do for you and discuss with you. With the CMA, you will be looking at how much homes were listed for, how much homes sold for, and how long they were on the market. Why do these matter? Looking at the list price and sold price will tell you a lot about how competitive an area is and whether the asking price is too low, too high, or just right. Some homes are priced low, so they receive multiple offers. If the data supports the fact that a home is listed low, then the seller will likely be expecting an offer above the asking price. Days on market can help you determine if a home is priced correctly. If a home has been on the market for 100 days, but all the comparable homes sold in 5 days, then the home may be overpriced. On the flip side, if comparable homes are selling in 5 days and you're considering making an offer on the fourth day of the home being listed, you may need to make a decision quickly.
You'll also need to decide on your down payment and earnest money deposit, or EMD. Your down payment will have already been pretty much decided with your lender by this point, and for your EMD, we typically see about 1% of the purchase price. Remember, your EMD demonstrates your seriousness to the seller and is applied to your closing cost at settlement. So it's kind of like a down payment on your down payment. Your contract will likely include contingencies, which are basically hurdles that need to be cleared in order for the purchase to continue. There are three important contingencies that help protect your EMD. Number one, home inspection. Number two, appraisal. And number three, financing. With a home inspection contingency, you basically have three options. The first option is to get a home inspection and have time to negotiate any repairs or defects that are found. If there are repairs that you request, the seller can either accept your request, negotiate until you both come to an agreement, or they can decline to make the repairs. If they decline to make the repairs, you may be able to get out of the contract and receive your full EMD back. Second option is that you can get a home inspection for informational purposes only. This means you get to make an equally informed decision as in option one, but it does not give you the ability to request a seller to make any repairs. However, with both option one and two, if something from the home inspection makes you decide you don't want to move forward in purchasing this home, you can usually walk away and get your full EMD back. This option is great if you are in a competitive market because the seller doesn't have to worry about any further negotiations. The third option with your home inspection contingency is that you waive the right to a home inspection altogether. This means no home inspection, not even for informational purposes. This is our least recommended option, but if you are considering this, be sure to discuss this with your agent first.
An appraisal is kind of like a CMA for your lender, where your agent reviewed a CMA with you to help you determine an offer price. An appraiser creates a report for your lender telling them if the agreed sales price seems reasonable for the current market. An appraiser is an independent party who helps give an informed opinion of the home value for the lender. An appraisal contingency can also have a few potential outcomes. Number one, if the property appraises, then everyone is happy and things continue to move forward. Number two, if the property doesn't appraise, the buyer and seller may renegotiate the sales price. Or number three, the buyer may offer to pay the difference out of pocket. For an example, if you offer to buy a home for $300,000, but it appraises for $295,000, you might offer to pay the $5,000 difference out of pocket, so the sales price remains $300,000. Or you could meet halfway, where you bring $2,500 and the seller reduces the sales price by $2,500. Or number four, you and the seller could not come to an agreement and the deal falls apart. The options you choose regarding appraisal contingency when submitting your offer determines which outcomes are possible if the home does not appraise. While appraisal and financing are related because they both relate to your loan, appraisal deals with if the lender will fund the deal based on the house, while the financing contingency deals with if the lender will fund the deal based on your financials. In the second episode, we talked about you getting pre-approved for a loan. Financing contingency is where the pre-approval becomes fully approved. This usually takes a couple of weeks after your offer has been accepted. There are a few possible outcomes here, but the one you're aiming for is to not have an issue clearing the financing contingency so things can wrap up neatly. If your financing falls through, you can try to scramble to get another lender to approve you, but the deal may fall apart if you can't find new financing within the time period stated in the contract. However, we have seen sellers change the date of settlement to accommodate this.
There are other contingencies and addendums that can be included with your offer, but these are the most common ones. Remember to discuss your strategy for these and any other contingency or addendum with your agent before submitting your offer. Let's talk about HOA and condo doc review periods, which can also act as a hurdle that needs to be cleared and a layer of protection for you and your EMD should you decide to walk away from your offer. If you're buying a home that is within a HOA, a homeowners association, or within a condo building or a co-op, then these groups will have rules that everyone in the community must abide by. These rules are outlined in a document that can be hundreds of pages. I'm not gonna lie to you, almost nobody finds joy in reading through these documents. However, there are a couple important things you should look for. First, look at community finances. You will pay a fee to this association as long as you own the property. These payments can be monthly or as infrequent as annually. Every association has different rules, different fees, and different payment frequencies. But you'll want to review the community finances, special assessments, and future plans to make sure the money you and everyone else pays into this association is being managed correctly, since this is the money that will help maintain the community. Second, you'll want to review the restrictions from the community. If you're buying a house and want to paint the shutters purple, you will have to make sure the HOA will allow it. If you're buying a condo and want to grill on your balcony, you will need to make sure there aren't any restrictions against having a grill on your balcony. And third, if you have a pet and are buying in a condo or co-op, there may be pet or breed restrictions that you will need to be aware of.
Okay. This is the last point of your offer we're going to discuss, and it's a part that can save you thousands of dollars. I'm talking about seller concessions. You will need a good agent to negotiate this on your behalf. So if you need a great real estate agent and like to save money, then visit HomePleat.com. Not only will we connect you with a great real estate agent wherever you are moving, we will also pay for your home warranty when you buy your home. Best of all, our service is completely free. The link is in the description. But getting back to seller concessions, this is where the seller agrees to give money back to the buyer. Now, you might be wondering why they would give money back rather than just lower the sales price. But this money back can actually be a lot more beneficial. A great example is if the down payment and closing cost will leave you with very little cash in the bank, so you offer $3,000 above the asking price with a $3,000 concession towards closing cost. This means the seller will get their full asking price since they are just giving you the extra amount over, and that you get $3,000 cash towards your closing costs. This money then becomes wrapped into the mortgage, but it will require the house to appraise for the full offer price, which in this case is $3,000 over asking. If the seller agrees and it appraises, then you get to save yourself some cash at closing. There are many reasons that seller concessions may occur. Assistance towards closing costs is just one reason. It could also be that there are repairs that need to be completed, but rather than the seller deal with the repairs, they just agree to give you a concession so you can pay to have the repairs completed yourself. Now, there could very well be additional details to your offer, but these are the most common pieces you will have to decide on when making an offer.
So what do you do if the seller gives their best impression of Dr. Evil to your offer and says, "How about no?" If they say no, find out if it is because they accepted another offer or are just rejecting your offer. If they are just rejecting it, you can always make another offer if you would like. In our experience, most sellers won't just reject a reasonable offer, but they might make a counteroffer instead. Negotiating a counteroffer is not your job. It's your agent's job. Their job is to discuss your options so you can make an informed decision, then negotiate to find a deal that leaves you and the seller satisfied. And sitting at the bar working out the details on the cocktail napkin won't cut it. In order for an offer to become a binding contract, all changes must be signed off by all parties involved. So if you submit an offer and the seller counteroffers your price and you accept their counteroffer, you will still need to sign off on the new price. Every time you or the seller make a change, the other side must also sign off on that change in order for it to be part of the contract. There is also an important technicality you need to keep in mind when you make or receive a counteroffer. A counteroffer opens up the opportunity for negotiations, but it is also a rejection of the offer received. The reason you need to remember this is because remember how earlier I said you do not want to make an offer on more than one property? If you make an offer and the seller counteroffers you, the original offer you made is technically void. That means you are free to negotiate with the counteroffer, but you are also free to submit an offer on another property if you found one that you like instead. Likewise, you can be in the middle of negotiations with the seller and they could accept another offer they receive. Once both sides have fully signed the offer, we call the contract ratified. Congratulations, you did it. You found a home you're excited for and had your offer accepted. Now the real work begins.
We hope you found this helpful. If so, please let us know by leaving us a review. If you still have questions, please visit homebuyingpodcast.com where our team will answer your questions.
Remember, whether you're moving down the street or across the country, our free service will connect you with a qualified expert real estate agent. Go to homebuyingpodcast.com to get started.